Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As communities across Massachusetts remember Dr. King today, we're joined now by Governor Patrick to talk about Dr. King and the state of race relations in the Commonwealth. Governor Patrick, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to us on this day.
Good morning, Bob, and happy MLK Day.
And same to you. President Obama is expected to mark this day by performing community service. You focused on that, just that, this weekend. How does that help mark Dr. King's legacy?
Well, service was central to Dr. King's message. One of his famous quotes among many was that life's most persistent and urgent message is, what are you doing for others? And I think when you consider the emphasis on generational responsibility, the notion that each of us must do what we can to leave it better for a generation to come behind us, service is really at the center of that, and I'm so proud that through our Project 351 we're able to lift this up here in the Commonwealth.
In which 8th graders from around the Commonwealth performed community service. Do you see a commitment to that, a growing commitment to that among the young people today?
I do. In fact, to have been with these 8th graders, one from every single city and town in the Commonwealth, we had, and their energy and enthusiasm, their clarity about their role and responsibility to help their neighbors and their communities gives you a lot of confidence about tomorrow.
Let me ask about the current state of race relations from your point of view. The city of Boston, of course, has a history of sometimes tense relations, which some say carries on today. Where has Boston made inroads? Where does the city need more work?
Well, there's some obvious things you can point to. You can point to my election. You can point to the election of members of the city council and so forth, the fact that there are more and more people of color central to the population in Boston. Those are all good things. But I think the thing about race in our country, not just in Boston, is that the work of integration, the work of successful community building is never finished. It's a relay race in some ways, a relay race for justice, as a pal of mine used to say, where we each of us do what we can in our time and all we can in our time, and then we hand the cause off to the next.
You know, I ask because race relations were certainly very much part of the conversation that was raised in the recent election of Attorney Michael Curry as the new head of the Boston branch of the NAACP. In that election, it seemed to become clear that for at least some African Americans, the view of Boston is still as a hostile place for people of color. And I'm wondering what your view is.
Well, we still have work to do, but I've been here for 40 years, and I've listened to and experienced all kinds of moods and all kinds of reactions and what have you. And there's no doubt but that Boston is a better place today than it was when I first came, and if we do what we must do in our time, it'll be a better place tomorrow.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Have a very good day.
I hope you do too, Bob. Thank you.